The 1080 KRLD News Time, 6:39. A new exhibit about wine is opened at the Bush Presidential Library in College Station. Scott Braddock talked with the creator of that exhibit, Mark Burns.
Tell us the name of this.
It's called The Culture of Wine.
What's it all about?
Well, it starts with a little bit of a history of ancient wine in Greece and the Roman Empire. You move from there into a replica of Thomas Jefferson's dining room and his famous fireplace with the dumb waiters that brought wine up from the cellar below. There's some other Jefferson papers that we got from the Library of Congress that are interesting to read about wine purchases during the time he was president and ambassador to France. Then you move into a replica of Jefferson's wine cellar that shows the storage of his wines and the lower portion of the fireplace dumbwaiter system that was used to bring wine up from his cellar into the dining room where guests could be served without being disturbed by servants or wait staff at that time. And then we move briefly into a transition room, which shows a little bit of the rise of California wine industry in the around the late 1800s, early 1900s, which really was sort of a peak for California at that point. And then we talk briefly about Prohibition, which pretty much put an end to that California wine industry at that period for about 14 years until Prohibition ended. From there, we have some wonderful bottles that Michael Mondavi, Robert Mondavi's son, was generous enough to loan to us of his father's first vintages in 1966 of Robert Mondavi Winery. And he was at that time considered kind of a pioneer, bringing the wine industry to a much higher level in Napa. And
then
we go to a little wall that deals with the Judgment of Paris tasting in 1976, which was really a huge turning point for California wine industry, when two California wines, the Chateau Montelena Chardonnay and the Stags Leap Wine Cellars Cabernet Sauvignon, beat the best of France in a tasting in Paris that was held in June of 76.
That was the topic of a movie, wasn't it?
It was, called Bottle Shock. That was kind of a loose adaptation of the truth, but it was it was a movie that was based on that.
So I'm hearing that it's a lot about some of the movers and shakers in the wine industry and how a lot of it came about to getting to the point that it is now. How did it come about that your exhibit ended up in the Bush Library?
Well, I have a relationship with the Houston office of George Bush, former President Bush, 41. Have done photography for him in the past. That was my profession before I got in the wine business, then got in the wine business, and have been since about 1987. The Houston office of former President Bush, allowed me to do food and wine pairings for a lot of the dinners that were held at the library with former dignitaries and officials that would come through here. So that was a good experience. So I had a relationship with them, and one day up in the collection room, and we were doing some head of state gift photography in a little studio we had set up there, the assistant curator at that time, Susie Cox, mentioned that she thought it would be great to bring a wine exhibit to the Presidential Library at some point, and it kind of evolved from that.
All right, well, we'll tell everybody to check it out. It's The Culture of Wine, and it's the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library in College Station. Mark Burns, thank you.
Thank you.